Shalom, and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know, each week I try to bring you recordings of interest, and I've decided to focus a little bit more on Chazanis. We'll get back to the non-Chazanis first hour in the near future, but I'm trying to play a little catch-up ball, if you will, recognizing that I really have not featured enough of the great cantors of the past and the present. This hour or so will deal with cantor Shmuel Vagoda, born in 1894. He died in 1990 at the age of 96. He was born in Dobryzyn, Poland, into a cantorial family. His parents settled in Hungary while he was a youngster, and he was sent for religious education to various yeshivas. His father taught him singing, and as a boy, he sang in the choir of his father and other cantors. I'd like to read briefly from an obituary that appeared in the Jewish press in January of 1991. I'm just going to do a little abridgment. This was by Reverend Nathan Muchnick of the JMCA, a Jewish Ministers Cantorial Association. The name of Cantor Vagoda evokes a multitude of memories, mostly of deep admiration and appreciation. His name has dominated the world cantorial arena for over 70 years, beginning with his prestigious position as cantor of the Arena Synagogue in Budapest, Hungary, and extending across the Atlantic Ocean to America. In 1926, he occupied the much-sought-after position of the Ohev Tzedek congregation, vacated by the most popular cantor of that day, Cantor Yesler Rosenblatt. As I mentioned, he was born in Dobryzyn, that was Russian Poland, before the turn of the century, last century, and sang as alto soloist in his father's choir. The family moved to Hungary, and Shmuel attended high school, enrolled in medical college. But because of the anti-Semitic laws, he could not obtain the degree. He enlisted in the Hungarian army as a medical assistant during the World War I, and as a first lieutenant, he was engaged as a full-time career cantor after the war. Before long, this young doctor lieutenant, and now cantor, became a rising star and attracted huge audiences to the synagogues wherever he graced the Omid. His fame swept across all of Europe and finally reached out, as expected, across the Atlantic Ocean, where for the next 65 years he was to write a glorious chapter of creative and superb Chazanis. Okay, he wrote this wonderful book, Legendary Voices, which I have, and he goes into memories of cantors from the late 1800s and the early 1900s, a fascinating book. We'll begin with a classic of his, which is Hashir Shehalviim. This particular recording, believe it or not, was recorded in 1988 when Shmuel was 94 years old. This is at the Mann Auditorium. So let's hear, beginning this program of the wonderful cantor Shmuel Vagoda, Hashir Shehalviim.
Nishmaim ken et hachazan Shmuel Vagoda mevatzea et yetzirato habilti nishkachat. יצירתו הקלאסית, השיר שהלוויים היו אומרים בבית המקדש. Thank you.
Shabbat.
A concert arranged by Chazan Mordechai Sobel. Imagine, 94 years old. Now, how old was he? 94 years old. Is that possible? Six? Yeah, 94. Okay, we'll next hear Morin de Vishmaya. You know what? I have a new setup on my recording setup. It was reconditioned, if you will, by CK, and I think perhaps the recording should be coming out much clearer. The last few weeks there was a diminution in the clarity. Okay, Morin de Vishmaya, Shmuel Vigoda.
Shemayu Lach Mishaninom Lach Lach Mishaninom Ay, ay, ay Ay, ay, ay Ay, ay, ay Kivar Shidivyo You are here, the Mitterrand, the Mitterrand, the Chevaux, Moran, the Vishmaya. No,
This next selection was recorded in 1969 at a Myra service at the Cantor's Assembly Convention. That was in 1969, so he was 75 years old at the time of this recording. Let's hear Shmuel Vigoda with Vahu Rachum.
Oh.
At the age of 75. Next here, Ator Yodea.
Ator Yodea. Ator Yodea. Rose. Rose hoylum Vesalomos Sisere Kolchon Vesalomos Serei sestre colho a tua ideia ruseila a tua ideia salomos Vesalomos, Vesalomos, Sisere Kaholchon. Kol chadere boten, na tu chol.
Vagoda with Atoyo Dea. I hope you're enjoying this. He certainly had a very distinct voice and an outstanding cousin from the past, from the golden era and beyond, actually. You can imagine. He covered quite a span there, 96 years. Wow. Let's hear it. Misha Osanisim, Shmuel Vagoda.
Mishay also nesim, 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 nesim lavoyshenu. Mishay also nesim, nesim lavoyshenu. Mishay also. Nesim, love all say no me, they also nesim.
Ben Mahalal El Omer. Okay. Shmuel.
Akavio Ben Mahalal El Takel ishel shodavorim yehen veyenatobo veyenatobo Takel mishloi shude hori vejena tubo liede avero uida me aine bolso uleia ato
Just checking out the recording dates. Shmuel first recorded Hashir Shehalvi Im in 1929. The recording that you heard at the beginning of this program was 1988, so that's almost 60 years later. This Akavya was recorded in 1938, and most of the selections were recorded either between 1930 and 1938. Let's hear V'li Rushlayim Ircha, Shmuel Vigoda.
Yerushalayim Yerecho Berachamim Berachamim Torsho Beshishkoin Besoecho Kasher, kasher divarto. Liram shulaim ircho. Bes ishkoin, bes haicha, es ist kein Besuch. Es ist kein Besuch. Kascher, kascher, die Barto. Vinha noilom O ene o esco de corraif Vinha veno Vinha veno O ene o esco de corraif Vinha veno
We'll next hear Habein Yakerli.
Habein Yakerli. Hello.
shavashashuvim. Aven, aven, yakir li, Ephraim,
very much. Thank you.
Rachem voat zu mir. Hui vekot verachamim. Hui vekot verachamim. Hachasidim vehaeshevorim. Kehilos HaKodesh Shemos Rav Shom Shemos Rav Kehilos HaKodesh Shemos Rav Al kedoshas al shem, anehovim vehanei.
time for one more selection. This will be Aneinu.
Aneinu, Aneinu, Elokei Averuom, Aneinu. Pachal, pachal, Yitzchok, oh, 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 oh
hello che a mercubu ai amenu alenu 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 mogendori d'alenu alenu alenu hello che a mercubu alenu
enjoyed this hour of Cantor Shmuel Vagoda. I'm always interested in your feedback. cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me, and don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember, word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. Shalom, everyone.